Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
At his Angelus on Sunday, Pope Francis spoke about the day's gospel account of the conversion of Zacchaeus. The Holy Father recalled that Zacchaeus, because he was a publican, was a lost sheep, despised, excommunicated, a friend of the hated Roman occupiers, a thief and an exploiter. Nonetheless, although he was far from Jesus, he climbed a tree in order to be able to see the Master as he passed by. Although it seemed ridiculous, the Pope said, this exterior act expressed the interior act of a man who sought to bring himself beyond the crowd, to come into contact with Jesus. Zacchaeus himself probably did not recognize the significance of his action, but Jesus, as he passed by, called Zacchaeus by name.
Ma quell'uomo, piccolo di statura, respinto da tutti e distante da Gesù, è come perduto nell'anonimato, ma Gesù lo chiama.
This man of short stature, the Pope said, rejected by all, far from Jesus, was like one lost in anonymity. But Jesus called him, and his name has a significance full of allusions. Zacchaeus, in fact, means God remembers. Jesus, calling Zacchaeus and going to his house, was criticized by the people of Jericho. Why, the Pope asked, with so many good people in Jericho, did Jesus go to the house of that publican? It was precisely because Zacchaeus was lost. There is no occupation or social condition, Pope Francis said, no sin or crime of any kind that could erase from the memory and the heart of God even one of his children. God is a father, always keeping a watchful and loving vigil to see reborn in the hearts of the child the desire to return home. And when he recognizes that desire, even simply stated, he is immediately close by, and with his forgiveness, he makes the path of conversion and return easier. Let's look at Zacchaeus today on the tree, the Pope continued. His gesture is ridiculous, but it is an act of salvation.
E io dico a te, se tu hai un peso sulla tua coscienza, se tu hai vergogna di tante cose che hai commesso, fermati un po'. Non spaventarti. Pensa che uno ti aspetta perché mai hai smesso di ricordarti, di pensarti.
And I say to you, if you have a weight on your conscience, if you're ashamed of many things that you've done, stop for a moment. Don't panic. Think about the fact that someone is waiting for you because he has never stopped remembering you. And the someone is your Father. It is God who is waiting for you. Climb up as Zacchaeus did. Climb up onto the tree of the desire of being forgiven. I assure you, the Pope continued, that you will not be disappointed. Jesus is merciful and never grows tired of forgiving. Remember well, that is the way that Jesus is. Brothers and sisters, the Pope concluded, let us too call upon the name of Jesus. In the depths of the heart, let us listen to his voice that says to us, today I must stay at your house, that is, in your life. And let us welcome him with joy. He can change us, can transform our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. He can liberate us from selfishness and make our lives a gift of love. I'm Christopher Wells.